being a spiritual teacher. Now, when you are an old soul, you have experienced a lot of suffering, a lot of troubles, loneliness, and despair. You have been there, and yet you have gained wisdom, spiritual insight. You've come to the understanding that everything is connected, connected through love, that there is unconditional love for you. So, what does it mean to be a spiritual teacher? Well, it means that people can see in your eyes, hear in your voice, that you understand them, because you have been there where they are, and yet that somehow you have found an answer deep inside yourself, a way out. And this is what makes you, what makes a good spiritual teacher. It is not knowledge. It's a frequency. It's what you radiate, that you radiate understanding, empathy. People sense, okay, this loneliness, this pain, how can I handle this? What can I do with this? And then they see another person and they feel in their heart, he or she has been there. There's understanding. And yet, there's a way out, a way to reconnect. To reconnect with the source. So it is not about rational knowledge, although this might be helpful. It is, spiritual teaching is really about your ability to reconnect the other person with the source. And this you can only do when you are an old soul, when you have been there and you found your way out and you found understanding. And the place of loneliness where you have been, where the place of pain helps you to grow and to understand, made you into a more complete person, a more complete soul. And it is very important to understand this, because we see many people who call themselves spiritual teachers, and yet they are not in connection with their own pain. They run away from it. for what happens often is that when a person is born here on Earth, especially when he's an old soul, he's not understood by the parents. He or she does not feel welcome on Earth, and this is the cause of pain, suffering, the feeling of being rejected. And one way to feel accepted by other people is to present yourself as someone special. I am this spiritual teacher. See my wisdom. Be in my light. This is the mistake of many cult leaders. Basically, they are rejected children. They are in pain. And in order to deal with this pain, they want recognition by other people as a spiritual teacher. They want to tell them, okay, I am more evolved. Listen to me. And in this way, they try to get what they missed as a little child, the recognition from the parents. Basically, they are seeing, see how special I am. And they feed on their followers. So, and this is a sad thing, many spiritual teachers are basically people who are hurt, who feel rejected, and they do not deal with that in the right way. They do not go to their own inner child. They do not see their own pain. And therefore they start to behave like a kind of spiritual dictators. Their behavior is the behavior of a dictator. And this dictator needs followers. He needs to feed on the energy of their followers. He wants to be special, more than other people. Why? Because deep inside, he feels inferior to other people, not recognized, misplaced. And this is a mistake that not only many spiritual teachers make, but of course also the followers. A true spiritual teacher sees his own pain, knows his own pain, and has dealt with this pain by reconnecting this part in pain with the source. And only when you have done this, you radiate the frequency of a teacher. A true teacher is deeply aware of his own pain, of his own suffering, of his own loneliness. And he doesn't need followers to deal with this, to ease this pain. No. He has done this by realizing there is this source deep inside me this source of light, this source of love, and I have the ability to let flow this light, to let flow this love towards the parts of me that are in pain, even if they are in the past. Love is an energy that transcends space and time. And when you are aware of this source of light, this source of love deep inside you, you can let it flow towards all the parts of you that are in pain, that feels disconnected from the source. And then you know, I am the pain. And then you know, I am also the light that heals the pain inside me. I do not need followers. And then you radiate the energy of a teacher. And now I am going to offer you a meditation that helps you to connect with your own pain and helps you to connect with the healing source inside you. You can heal your own pain. You can love the lost parts inside you. And when you do this, then you radiate the healing energy of an old soul, of a true teacher. See your own pain. Feel this pain. Don't be afraid for it. And now there is this big, immense, infinite source of love inside you. And this is enough. And when you are aware of the source of love inside you, then you start to realize that you are surrounded by a healing flow of love for you. For you are connected. And when you feel connected, you know that in every living being, in everything in the universe, there is love for you. And this can heal you. I mean, when you feel all this, then you are a teacher, a point of light and love in this world. And that you will bring peace in this world. Restore the balance. Thank you for listening.